T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Andrew, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, thank you. So with this two-year state budget that Connecticut passed, are there tax implications for our listeners that they need to sort of pay attention to?
Sure. I mean, I think there's some good things that came through. I mean,
right.
I think the first thing is the budget passed with bipartisan support. That hasn't happened since, 2018.
Yeah.
But some of the things that didn't happen, right, is that there were no new taxes on the wealthy, so that mansion tax that they talked about didn't pass. There was no capital gains tax increase, and no new taxes on health care or on digital advertising, which they had talked about. And the other thing that didn't happen is suspension of previously approved corporate tax cuts that were scheduled to take in effect. Now they won't. So those are the things that didn't happen. But some of the tax things that did happen is, something to think about is the corporation surcharge, which was a 10% increase on corporations, was supposed to be temporary. They decided it was going to continue, so they kept it there. There is a new highway usage tax on large commercial vehicles, tractor trailers who use the highways. So that will help pay for some of the things in the budget. You guys were just talking about COVID. I mean, I think probably the biggest industry that got hit by COVID was the restaurant, hospitality.
Absolutely.
And there's $7 million in additional relief for those restaurants. So what the proposed budget's going to have is each restaurant is going to be able for 1 week in 21 or in 22, the restaurants will be allowed to keep 7 days worth of sales tax receipts. So
that should help.
Hopefully, yeah, it should. Hopefully that will put some more money in their pockets. The R&D credit for corporations is still being expanded for the next two fiscal years. So I think that will help some of the manufacturing, especially in the state. And then the state earned income tax credit was increased. So those are for the working people that make under a certain dollar threshold.
Right.
That was 23% of the federal income tax, and they've now raised that up to 30.5%.
Explain to me, let's say there's some people who don't make enough to really find they qualify to pay federal. Boy, that's a beautiful situation. Pay federal income tax. Does this still apply there? What happens there?
Yeah, that will still apply to the people for their earned income credit. As long as they have some earned income, they can get a credit there.
Okay. Well, I mean, I was looking at the sheet, and you're right. I mean, there's some things that didn't pass, which pretty good. One thing, Andrew, here's one. The conveyance tax, when you sell property.
Right.
That's still there, isn't it?
It is. And some of the things that are still there, it's just that they didn't take them away or they decided not to take them away. I mean, I think one of the big things here is that they really worked together to kind of get one tax policy going forward. I mean, obviously not everyone agreed with it, but it was nice to see the two parties come together and come up with one tax policy. And I think some of the beneficiaries are going to be the municipalities, because if you remember, there was some real estate taxes that the municipalities may have lost out on due to, going back to the pandemic, and those states are going to get those municipalities are going to get some money for that.
We're talking with Andrew Latimer from CLA on the morning show with Ray and Brian. In terms of overall tax season, how was it? I mean, because they gave you the extra time, did it sort of, was it slow and, not slow and steady, but did you didn't have the same sort of crash on the date? Or I didn't get a feel for how the tax season actually went for you guys and people.
I think it actually just extended, you know, a lot of people's busy season. I think there were a lot of people that were hoping to be done by April 15th.
Yeah.
But it got extended another month, put some pressure to get things done. I think, you know, one of the things that I saw, especially with my clients, is that there was so much tax reform for 2020
right.
that it really did take that extra month in order to get things done. I mean, and it did add some work on to us because we extended, you know, clients went out to May 15th, but there were certain estimated payments that were still due April 15th. So,
yeah.
So it really, I think it put a little, you know, added pressure, but, you know, it gave people time to really make sure that they had everything included, especially with all of the tax reform that happened for 2020. And so, you know, I think it helped a little bit with the compression, but it did extend the busy season for the tax professionals.
Well, the conveyance tax, just so you know, and I'm sure you do if you bought real estate or sold it, part of it goes to the town, which was a nice little measure that was put in there to help towns. But there's also the NIP tax. It is a tax. It's not a deposit. And, you know, it's a nickel. It's not a whole lot of money. But that does go to the town in which it's collected, right?
That's right. So, you know, the new 5 cent fee on NIP bottles will go to the cities and towns that the bottles were sold in. So it's you know, it's not that deposit that you're thinking about with the 5 cents. It will
right.
You know, you won't get it back. That NIP tax,
it's a tax.
Will go right to the cities and towns. You know, so wherever your grocery store might be or things like that.
Oh boy. Well, listen, I think we'll probably be talking about federal taxes here in a while. It seems to me there's some changes that are coming around. And
absolutely.
The other lesson we learn is if they say it's a temporary, it's not a temporary. That's all you need to know. It's 7:59. Hey, say hi to everybody over there. Good talking to you.
You too. Thanks, Ray.
Bye.
Well, all this stuff makes you, like, you understand why you need help doing your taxes.
You do. I mean, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
We used to do our own, and that was just a big mistake.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.